How you doing, everybody? Here's your gospel news for this week. Jordan Armstrong is a contemporary gospel artist whose sound is in line with commercial R&B. The Baton Rouge native entered the music industry in a behind-the-scenes capacity as a writer of secular material, and since 2009, he's been building a discography that contains the Billboard charting releases Confident from 2016 and BLSD in 2018. He scored his biggest hit yet with the single My God in 2021. It topped the gospel airplay charts. Born and raised in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Armstrong came up in church and has been deeply involved with music since he was a youngster. A singer and songwriter, as well as percussionist and producer, he got his professional start in the secular world and worked with the likes of Hamilton Park and Adrian Marcel before he was sought out by veterans Tyrese and Johnny Gill. As a recording artist, Armstrong began to build his discography towards the end of the 2000s, operating strictly in contemporary gospel. He made his full-length independent debut in 2009 with Champion and maintained an every 3 years album release schedule with Stronger in 2012 and 52 Weeks of Summer in 2015. The EP Confident, issued in 2016, put him on the Billboard Gospel Albums charts for the very first time. Additional EPs such as Vibes and BLSD, the latter subsequently expanded to an album-length deluxe form, followed in 2018. Over the next few years, Armstrong issued the occasional single and scored a big gospel airplay number one hit in 2021 with the song My God. Singer Everett Miller is an international gospel artist. For the last 18 years, he's lived in Nashville, where he's been a background vocalist for Little Big Town, CeCe Winans, Ricky Skaggs, Pharrell, and many others. While living in Nashville, he was part of the Nashville Super Choir, where he was singing backup for Ambassador Dr. Bobby Jones for 6 years, and was blessed to travel and be part of the Bobby Jones Gospel Show on BET. After that, great doors began to open. The project in 2013 opened doors for him to travel to Finland and Italy and throughout the country. He worked with many artists in Finland and has worked on special projects in that market, releasing his first debut single entitled Yes in 2024. Bishop S.Y. Younger. He is founder of 5 flourishing organizations, 4 of which were founded within the last 7 years. He founded Shekinah Outreach Ministries of Evangelism, Incorporated in fall of 2003. He matriculated to Liberty University, studying English with aspirations of becoming a high school teacher. However, he relinquished his academic and professional dreams to embrace his calling to be pastor. In 2005, he started the Ramp Church International, a thriving multicultural ministry in Lynchburg, Virginia. The Ramp congregation has outgrown 7 buildings in 7 years and has rapidly become one of the fastest growing churches in Central Virginia. Founded in 2010, he is the executive director of One Voice, a fellowship uniting leaders across all denominational and religious lines for the advancement of local community and foreign affairs. He founded One Way Churches International in 2011. His ministry has been solicited nationally and internationally. Bishop Younger created Ramp Records, where he releases music and brings forth artists from the Ramp Church and has them featured on their projects. Their most recent project, Rampology Volume 1, The Sounds of the Ramp, was released in July of 2022. The debut single, The Storm Is Passing Over, went viral on social media and garnered him a stellar award nomination. Here's this week's top 10 gospel songs. Number 10, Father in Heaven, B.B. Winans. Sunshine, Nia Allen and Jordan Armstrong. Lead Me On from Chandler Moore at number 8. Number 7, Without You, Jovan, Dewan and the Trap Stars featuring Zacardi Cortez. Number 6, Kirk Franklin, Try Love. 5, Church Doors from Yolanda Adams. 4, Send It Down, Karen Clark Sheard. Number 3, Never Be the Same, Dietrich Haddon. Number 2, Yahweh from Jason Nelson and Melvin Crispell III. And number 1, Tina Campbell with Pray For Me. Well, that's your top 10 songs and your gospel news. Let's get back to more great gospel music on this great station.